right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something something called strength stacks.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds a little bit like, you know, video game-y, but it's actually a pretty serious topic in the fitness world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yeah. It really is. It gets thrown around a lot. And I think it can be a bit misleading for people, especially if they're not familiar with the ins and outs.
Yeah, because it's not just like stacking weights on a barbell.
Right.
This is a different kind of stack. So maybe we should start there. Like, what exactly is a strength stack for those who might be hearing this term for the first time?
Yeah, so I mean, basically it's, and this is right from our source here, it's basically a combination of different supplements.
Okay.
And they're not just any supplements. We're talking things like anabolic steroids, recovery aids, things like that, all designed to basically crank up your muscle strength and muscle mass.
So this is, I mean, we're not talking about your average protein shake here.
No.
This is some next level stuff.
Definitely next level.
And I got to say, even I'm a little intrigued by this because some of these names like Anavar, Dianabol, Trenbolone. I mean, even I've heard of those. And I'm not exactly spending my days pumping iron, you know.
Right. Well, those names, they get a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
Especially in like the fitness and bodybuilding circles. And I think that's exactly why we need to take a deep dive here.
Yeah.
We've got to unpack what goes into these stacks, like what's really in them, what are the supposed benefits?
Yeah.
But also, and this is crucial, what are the risks? And like, what does the science actually say about all this?
Absolutely. And for anyone listening who's interested in this kind of stuff, you know, health and wellness and all that,
yeah,
we've got tons more deep dives like this over at publichealthlaw.net.
Awesome.
But getting back to these stacks, can we break it down a bit? Like, what are the, I guess, the core ingredients?
Yeah, think of it like, I don't know, a cocktail.
Okay.
But instead of drinks, it's supplements. And the base, the foundation, usually involves these bulking steroids. And these are, they're basically synthetic testosterone.
Okay.
You know, designed to kickstart that muscle growth.
So that's where the strength boost comes from, primarily.
Exactly.
But it's not just about, like, building muscle, right? Mm-hmm. Our source mentioned recovery supplements, too.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. You got to help those muscles recover, you know, minimize soreness so you can get back to training faster.
Makes sense.
Can't be sidelined with, you know, DOMS all the time.
Yeah, I'm starting to get why this is so appealing to people. Push hard, recover fast, repeat.
Right. And then you add things like creatine into the mix. That's great for energy and endurance.
Oh, yeah. Creatine. Heard of that one.
So you can really push those workouts further.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach to maximizing gains, basically.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is there's no one-size-fits-all stack. It's all about customization. You know, someone looking to pack on a ton of mass, they'll have a different stack than someone focused on more lean gains.
Okay, so it's tailored to your specific goals.
Precisely.
So let's talk about those goals, right? The source mentioned some pretty impressive benefits. Strength, muscle mass, energy, faster recovery. I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, and you can see why these stacks are tempting. I mean, who wouldn't want all those benefits? But we have to remember, and the source does mention this, results vary.
Okay, so it's not as simple as just popping a pill and boom, you're ripped.
No, not at all. There are a lot of factors at play. Genetics, how hard you're training, even the quality of the supplements themselves, all of that makes a difference.
So what about the downsides? Because I'm guessing there are some.
Yeah, definitely. This is where things get a little less glamorous. The source calls out some potential risks, and these are not insignificant. We're talking hormonal imbalances, liver toxicity, even cardiovascular problems.
Okay, so this is serious stuff. And what strikes me is this isn't just about, you know, professional bodybuilders pushing their limits. These substances are pretty accessible these days, right?
Right.
So anyone, even someone new to lifting, might be tempted to try this without really understanding the risks.
You're exactly right. And that's why it's so crucial to be informed, like really informed, understand the dosages, where you're getting these supplements from. And this is a big one, the whole thing about post-cycle therapy.
Post-cycle therapy, what's that?
So basically, when you use these powerful substances, your body's natural hormone production can get messed up.
Yeah.
Post-cycle therapy, or PCT, is all about helping your body recover, get back to that natural balance.
So it's not just about the gains during the cycle, but also managing your health afterwards.
Exactly. Long-term health is key.
Now, even with responsible use and PCT, the source emphasizes that diet and training still play a huge role. So it's not like these stacks are a magic bullet, right?
Not at all. It's easy to think that, but it's just not true. No matter how good the stack might be, it can't replace putting in the work at the gym.
In the kitchen.
And in the kitchen, absolutely. You need a good training program, a diet that supports your goals. The supplements can enhance those efforts, but they can't do it all for you.
So it's about a holistic approach.
100%.
It's not just about what you put in your body, but also how you use it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
You got to challenge those muscles, give them the fuel they need to grow.
Now, one thing that struck me in the source material was the sheer amount of information out there about strength stacks.
Yeah.
I mean, there are testimonials, reviews, brand recommendations. It's almost overwhelming. How do you even start to sift through all that?
That's the tricky part. It's like a minefield out there.
Yeah.
And you got to be really careful. Those before and after pictures, those glowing reviews, they're not always the whole story.
So what's the key? How do we, as you said, be informed?
That's what we're going to dig into next. We're going to talk about the legal side of things, the potential long-term effects. Basically, how to navigate all this information and make smart choices.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
You know, it's really easy to get caught up in all the hype, you know, especially when you're bombarded with all these amazing transformations and testimonials.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, who wouldn't want those kind of results?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I keep thinking back to what our source material said about the legal side of things.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It's not as simple as just, you know, clicking buy now and having these supplements show up at your doorstep.
No, definitely not. It can be really tricky, legally speaking.
Yeah.
Because the laws around these substances, they're all over the place. They can vary wildly from country to country.
Oh, wow. So what's legal in one place could get you in trouble somewhere else.
Exactly. And even within the same country, the rules can change, like, constantly.
Hmm.
So you might think you're in the clear, but suddenly, boom, what you're using is banned.
That's kind of scary, to be honest. It's like, how are you supposed to keep up with all that?
Right. And that's why it's so important to do your research. You know, not just assume something's okay because you saw an ad for it or a friend is using it.
It's like you could be breaking the law without even realizing it.
Exactly. And beyond the legal stuff, there's the whole ethical side of things, too.
Yeah, like using substances that are banned in competition or stuff that could mess with your health in the long run.
Exactly. And that's something we really need to talk about, those long-term effects. Because we touched on some of the short-term risks, but the long game is a whole other story.
It's like, we don't even fully know what those long-term effects might be for some of these substances.
Right. Research takes time. But we do know some things. Like, for instance, prolonged use of anabolic steroids, that can really up your risk for heart problems, liver damage, even some types of cancer.
Okay. So we're not messing around here.
Not at all. And it makes you wonder, you know, how much responsibility do the people selling these stacks have?
Yeah, like, are they being upfront about the potential risks?
That's the big question. Transparency is crucial, especially when you're dealing with powerful stuff like this. You know, it's got to be about protecting people from harm.
And not just about making a quick buck.
Right. Unfortunately, there are always going to be people who prioritize profit over people's well-being, which is why being informed is even more important.
So how do we strike that balance? Like, how do we help people make informed choices without, you know, making these substances totally off limits?
It's tricky. Yeah. I think education is key. Like, we need to give people the tools to critically evaluate the information they're seeing, encourage them to ask questions, talk to doctors, really think about the long-term consequences.
Yeah, knowledge is power, as they say. But even with all the information in the world, this stuff can still feel overwhelming. There are so many brands, so many different formulas. Everyone's got an opinion. It's enough to make your head spin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly why you got to be skeptical. Like, don't just blindly trust everything you read online,
mm-hmm.
even if it seems like it's coming from a reputable source.
So how do you sort through all that? What are the red flags to watch out for?
Well, first off, remember, those testimonials, those before and after pics, they're carefully chosen. They don't show the whole picture.
So they're like the highlight reel, not the behind the scenes.
Exactly. They can be a good starting point, you know, to see what's out there. But don't base your decisions solely on those stories.
Do your own research.
Absolutely. Talk to experts, get multiple opinions, and remember, what works for one person might not work for you.
Okay, so it's all about being a smart consumer.
Hmm.
Especially when it comes to your health.
100%. You are your own best advocate, you know? So ask questions. Don't be afraid to challenge assumptions and demand transparency from the companies selling these products.
It's like you got to take control of your own health journey.
Right. Exactly. Make informed choices that are aligned with your goals and your values, because at the end of the day, it's about your well-being.
And that's what really matters. So we've talked about the potential benefits of these strength stacks, but also the very real risks. We've dug into the legal complexities, the importance of responsible sourcing. We've even touched on the ethics of it all.
And we've emphasized the importance of a balanced approach.
Right, combining smart supplementation, if you choose to go that route, with a solid training program and healthy diet.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that synergy, making sure everything works together.
So even with all this information, I can imagine it's still a tough call for someone to make. Like, should I try a strength stack or not?
Yeah, it's a big decision, and ultimately it's a personal one. There's no right or wrong answer that applies to everyone.
So what advice would you give someone who's trying to make that decision?
Well, I think the most important thing is to do your homework. Don't rely on marketing hype or what your buddies at the gym are saying.
Really dig into the research.
Exactly. Look for credible sources, talk to doctors, get a professional opinion.
And don't be afraid to decide that strength stack just isn't right for you.
Exactly. There are plenty of other ways to achieve your fitness goals without taking those risks.
So it's all about finding what works best for you, your body, your lifestyle, your goals, and always, always prioritizing your long-term health.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive. We've learned a lot about strength stacks, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation, and I hope our listeners feel more informed, more empowered to make smart choices about their health and fitness.
Now, for anyone who wants to keep learning, keep exploring these fascinating health and wellness topics, we've got a ton more deep dives like this over at publichealthlaw.net.
It's a great resource.
Thanks for listening, everyone. You know, even after all this, I bet some people are still thinking, okay, but do those stacks really work? Like, can they actually deliver on those promises of, you know, crazy muscle gains and all that?
Yeah, I get it. The allure is definitely there.
Yeah.
And to be fair, some people do see impressive
Yeah.
results. But the thing is, it's never that simple. It's not just about the stack itself. Like we've been talking about, your training, your diet, all of that plays a huge EPIC role.
Like, even the best supplements in the world can't make up for a lousy workout routine and a terrible diet, right?
Exactly. You got to have that solid foundation first. You can't just rely on a stack to do all the work for you.
So it's like the stack might amplify your efforts, but it's not a shortcut.
Precisely. It's about working smarter, not necessarily harder.
Now, I gotta ask, knowing all the risks we've discussed, would you ever consider using a strength stack?
That's a tough one. Honestly, it's a very personal decision, and there are so many factors to consider.
Yeah, like individual health history, goals, risk tolerance.
Exactly. And for me personally, knowing what I know about the potential downsides, I'd probably err on the side of caution.
Makes sense. But I can see how, for some people, the potential benefits might outweigh those risks, at least in their minds.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to have all the information to weigh the pros and cons carefully.
And to talk to a doctor.
Absolutely. Get a professional opinion. Make sure you're making a decision that's right for you.
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, all right, I've heard all the arguments, I've done my research, and I think I want to give a strength stack a try. What advice would you give them?
Well, first off, I'd say start slow. Don't just jump in with a super aggressive stack right off the bat.
Yeah, ease into it.
Exactly. And make sure you're getting your supplements from a reputable source. Quality matters, big time.
We've heard some horror stories about like contaminated supplements and
Oh,
stuff.
yeah, it happens. So
Yes.
do your due diligence. Make sure you're not putting yourself at risk.
And don't forget about that post-cycle therapy we talked about.
Huge. Have a plan in place to help your body recover after you finish a cycle.
And of course, monitor how you're feeling, right? If something feels off, talk to your doctor.
Absolutely. It's your body, your health. Don't ignore those red flags.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the ins and outs of strength stacks, the potential benefits, the very real risks, the legal complexities. I think the biggest takeaway here is knowledge is power.
Couldn't agree more. The more you know, the better equipped you are to make informed decisions.
And if you're thinking about trying a strength stack, talk to your doctor, do your research, and be smart about it.
Your health is worth it.
Well said. And for anyone who wants to keep learning more about fascinating health and wellness topics like this, be sure to check out publichealthlaw.net.
Tons of great information there.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.